All right, for our next presentation, we have the recent developments and trends in Section 101. We usually have our colleague Steve Borgman do that presentation. Unfortunately, he's not available right now. And so we have remotely filling in for Steve, his very able colleague, Andrew Saul. He's joining us from Atlanta. And Mr. Saul is a patent litigator, and he specializes in cases involving a variety of technologies, including semiconductors, supercomputers, wireless communications, data encryption, and all sorts of other high-tech technologies. So thank you, and I'll turn it over to Andrew.
Thank you very much for that introduction. Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for being here, either in person or on the stream. As the gentleman noted, my name is Andrew Saul. I'm an associate at the law firm Kilpatrick Townsend, focusing on patent litigation. Glad to be with you here today. I helped Steve Borgman, partner at our firm in Houston, with this presentation, all the while with the blissful understanding that I wouldn't be giving the presentation. But Steve's under the weather, and here I am today. Glad to be with you again. The session presents a year in review of Section 101 jurisprudence and related trends in litigation and prosecution. We just got about a half hour today and more slides that are possible to present. So I'll be breezing through or skipping some of the slides, but I believe the full deck is available should anyone want a copy. This year, we've decided to spare you an Alice in Wonderland PowerPoint theme and go with something a little bit different. Throughout the presentation, you'll see a number of quotes by preeminent scholar of Section 101 jurisprudence and baseball legend Yogi Berra. And on that note, I'd like to congratulate the Texas Rangers fans in the audience. I'm personally an Atlanta Braves fan standing here in Atlanta. So Houston Astros fans, I feel your pain. Quick agenda for today. We'll go over Section 101 cases in the Federal Circuit over the past year. Talk about some statistics, both in litigation and prosecution with respect to 101. Talk about the new legislation that's been introduced with respect to patent eligibility over the last year, and then some practical tips for prosecutors and litigators, and then what we call the judge's scorecard. So first, starting at the top with the Supreme Court, threw some curveballs this year. After requesting the Solicitor General's views and American Axle, Supreme Court dismissed the petition for cert in June of 2022. A few months later, in October 2022, the Supreme Court requested the Solicitor General's views again in two cases, Interactive Wearables and Trop v. Travel Sentry. The Solicitor General again filed briefs asking the court to take both cases in April 2023. The court denied the petitions in both cases in May 2023. So unfortunately, no guidance from the Supreme Court with respect to Alice in the last year. Case report. I think there were 8 cases from the Federal Circuit this year concerning subject matter eligibility, 6 precedential. I'll go through a few of these. We won't have time to go through all of them. I'll go through a couple of affirmances and then where the Federal Circuit reversed. The first is, I think it's DASA, maybe ADASA versus Avery Dennison. It's a patent titled Systems, Method, and Devices for Commissioning Wireless Sensors, preamble RFID transponder, substrate, antenna, RFID integrated circuit chip. Fairly concise claim here, a lot of structure. The claims get into a data structure comprising object class information space, a unique serial number space. Here, the district court held claim one was not directed to an abstract idea, and the Federal Circuit affirmed, reaching only step one. The Federal Circuit wrote, claim one is directed to a specific hardware-based RFID serial number data structure designed to enable technological improvements to the commissioning process. The Federal Circuit also wrote, setting aside the conventional RFID hardware components, claim one as a whole focuses on the data structure of the serial number space. Another case, Hawk Technology v. Castell Retail. much lengthier claim here. I know you may be squinting, but a method of viewing on a remote viewing device of a video surveillance system, multiple simultaneous displayed and stored video images.